You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. I'm talking with Kathy Schneider, who is the executive director of St. Margaret's House in South Bend. How are you doing this morning, Kathy?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, Kent.
Appreciate you taking some time to be with us on the radio this morning. For people who may not be familiar with it, let's go ahead and start out by getting a little bit of information about St. Margaret's House, who you are and what you do.
Okay, great. St. Margaret's House is a day center for women and children who struggle with economic poverty. We help women with essential services such as breakfast, lunch, access to toiletries, showers, computers, and telephones. We have programs to help women take their next best step forward. So those programs are in employment and parenting and how to deal with trauma in their lives and how to move forward. And we do this all in the context of a caring and supportive community.
How long has the organization been in existence?
Well, we're in our 31st year. We started in 1990.
Wow. You can't say that about a lot of organizations. You've been around for a while. And I was browsing your website, and there's some really impressive statistics when we started about talking about the number of people that you've been able to help over the years.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if I know the exact numbers. I mean, I know that our guest numbers are over 10,000. And we serve about 1,800 different people a year. And in 2020, we served almost 35,000 meals.
That's just an incredible statistic. It is. And I know that one of your big fundraisers every year is a program called the Winter Walk, correct?
That's right.
Now, the Winter Walk, and I have heard the story about this before, I think, but I would love to have you tell me a little bit about why you do this walk in the winter.
Absolutely. Well, 80% of our women come to St. Margaret's House in the winter. I mean, in any weather. 80% use their feet to get here. They either walk or take the bus and have to walk from the bus stops. And so we do it in the winter as both our largest fundraiser of the year, as well as a walk of solidarity with the women who use their feet as their main form of transportation to get here. And when we first started this, and before downtown South Bend really became strong, we would have to go out. We actually never understood how bad some of the sidewalks were and how hard it was for people to actually walk to get here. So once we started in the Winter Walk, we would get out there and shovel. And, you know, now that downtown South Bend is so strong, they really take care of that. So it's gotten a lot better. But it was really an eye-opener for us. And we walk in the winter just to walk in solidarity with our women.
It's kind of, if you'll excuse the saying, walking a mile in their shoes, right?
Yes, well, we say that. Walk a mile in her shoes. It's usually a one-mile walk through downtown South Bend. And we have in the past, 10 years or so, averaged around 700 people who come out every, you know, the third Sunday of February. And we've always gathered at the County City Building. And we've had 700 to 1,200 people join us every year. So it really is a walk of solidarity and a great fundraiser for St. Margaret's House.
The tricky thing this year is the pandemic. And like so many other things, you've had to make some adjustments to account for the pandemic, right?
Absolutely. This has become, instead of a one-day, you know, 1 or 2 hour experience, it is becoming a week-long virtual event. We're inviting people to walk on their own, but in solidarity and connection with us.
Mm-hmm. And when you say you're inviting people to walk on their own, I'm assuming they're collecting pledges for donations for St. Margaret's House?
Absolutely. So this week-long event starts on February 14th and goes through the 21st. And we ask people to go register on our website and sign up. And then they'll get a bib, you know, with their number, their walk number, to make it all official. And we'd like them to invite their friends to join them. And they could even make a team. Then they can garner support for their walk by sending out their link to their friends and family and ask for them to support. Then we ask people to follow us on social media and then to post their walk on social media with the hashtags SMH Winter Walk. That way we're all can see, you know, who's walking and how they're doing it. And I just think it could be a really fun virtual event.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event. What is that website if somebody wants to go ahead and sign up to do a virtual walk to help raise funds for St. Margaret's House?
Yes, it's stmargaretshouse.org. So it's stmargaretshouse.org.
Okay. Well, the best of luck as you get ready for the virtual walk this year, and certainly continue the wonderful work that you're doing there at St. Margaret's House.
Thank you so much, Kent.
I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Again, Kathy Schneider, the Executive Director of St. Margaret's House here on 88.1 WVPE.